Welcome back, Pharma Soul. Happy Monday, and it starts to another brand new week. Now, the word of the week is going to be surrenderance. I'm going to let y'all know now, you might not like the word, and you might not like me after this, but guess what? Even if you get mad, even if you get offended, so what you going to do? Because I guarantee you can't beat me up. No, seriously, I feel like for a lot of us, we struggle with this word surrenderance because we think it means just limitations. Man, I can't go where I want to go. I can't say what I want to say. I can't do what I want to do. And you see, that's our problem now, because for a majority of us, a majority of our lives, we've been operating in chaos, sin, earthly desires, our flesh, that walking with Christ and giving him our life feels like slavery. And within ourselves, we know what God is telling us to get rid of. For some of us, it may be drinking. Put that bottle down. For some of us, it may be smoking. Put that blunt out. For some of us, it may be gambling. Put your coins up. Or maybe it's sex. Get out that person's bed. Or maybe it's self-pleasure. Get off them websites and get off of Twitter. Because our problem is we keep running to these different sources instead of running to the source. But it's no judgment though. We all got vices, bad habits, and addictions that we fighting on a day-to-day basis. Or maybe God is saying, I want you to surrender your time, your energy, your money, and most importantly, your heart. Because God wants us as individuals. He's saying it's time for you to unbecome all that's not you so that I can show you who you're truly meant to be, who you were created to be. And a lot of times we go to God and be like, well, I'm uncomfortable. And what do people talk about me? What if they make fun of me? And God is saying, I don't care none about that. I don't care what they saying. I don't care what they doing. I don't care about your comfort zone. I care about your growth and your character. That's it. And whoever leaves, leaves. Whoever's meant to be with you and for you will meet you on the other side. Because God wants us to experience true freedom. Not these day-to-day coping mechanisms that we lean and depend on, but true freedom in him. Scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says it best. Come to me, all those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God is saying, I'm right here. Your answer is right here. What you're seeking is right here. You just got to surrender and come to me. Because on the other side of your discomfort, on the other side of your pain, is growth. And I promise you, if you stick with God and surrender your entire self to him, he will make you whole, he'll make you new, and you can experience true freedom. So with that, I love y'all, and as always, let's change the world one soul at a time. Peace.